Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Let's Talk for Tuesday, May 15, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday from 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. To join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at eriklesstalk@gmail.com, or you can hit me on Twitter at Driven for Life 62. Now, let's say welcome again. And like every day, we're going to start with talking about the NBA playoffs. Now, there was only two games that were played last night. And in the first game, the Philadelphia 76ers evened their series with the Boston Celtics, one game apiece, with an 82-81 victory last night. Now, after watching that game, you know, I did notice that the Celtics, you know, the age began to show. You know, it seemed like it was just a step slower than the Sixers were at times during the game. You know, I know it's all, sometimes it's good to have the veteran leadership, but when you go up against a young, athletic team such as the Sixers, you know, you're going to have to be able to pull up some injuries for somewhere. So now that series is tied up at 1-1, and we'll see how it goes. This looks like it's going to be a seven-game series. Okay, in the other game, Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean, they completely dismantled the L.A. Lakers last night, 119-90. They took a one-game lead in the best-of-seven series. You know, at one point during this game, Oklahoma City led by as many as 35 points. You know, the Lakers did seem like they were a little tired. You know, they just got finished with a hard seven-game series against the Nuggets. You know, while Oklahoma City, you know, sat and waited for 8 days, you know, after they swept the Mavericks. So maybe it was just one of those things where the Oklahoma City just had a lot of energy. The Lakers just need to regroup. So we'll see what happens. I think game two will tell just how far this series is going to go. Okay, well, that does it for the sports for today. Now, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. You know, joining the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can hit me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at drivenfor62. Now, today's topic is, when is enough enough? And when I say when is enough, we're talking about relationship, people. You know, when you're in that relationship and I'm going to start off great, you know, everything was hunky-dory and everybody was lovey-dovey, you know, as it has gotten further into it and older, you know, you've realized that maybe it has run its course. You know, maybe it's time to move on. But the question remains, when is enough enough? You know, when do you say enough is enough? Once you decide you have had enough, how do you end the relationship? You know, do you just walk out? Do you just walk out on the just to pack your bags and run? You just walk on out? Or do you try and leave peacefully? You know, is it possible, you know, to leave a relationship on good terms? You know, is it possible to remain friends? even after you said enough is enough, you know, how did you go about doing that? You know, even once you said enough and you've broken up and left, the next question would be, do you think there's a chance to rekindle? You know, actually get back together. Now, this is after you've said you've had enough of the relationship the first time. You know, can you change your mind? And think, you know, okay, maybe, you know, we ended it too soon. Maybe I said enough is enough too early. You know, so with that being said, I really guess the question becomes, you know, when did you decide that the relationship is no longer salvageable? Well, what makes you decide that the relationship is no longer loving and caring? You know, or you just tired of being in a relationship? Does that happen? Well, someone just gets tired of being in a relationship. It's not that you've fallen out of love or anything. Now, maybe you're just tired of being in a relationship. How do you, you know, how would you come to that decision? You know, and even if you do come to that decision, you know, would that be a decision that has to be made by just the individual themselves? Or can it be a decision that's made by both parties? You know, can two people actually sit down and say, well, we gave it a good run, but, you know, it's time to move on? Can that happen without hostilities? Can it be done without bitterness? You know, one person blaming the other. You know, when do you say enough is enough? How do you do it? You know, it's one of those things that some people may say it just depends on the individuals involved, which is, that's possible. That's possible. You know, but how would you handle something like that? How would you decide that you've had enough? I mean, now we're not talking about, when I say enough is enough, we're not talking about this physicality now. You know, because actually the first time one touches the other, you know, to me that's grounds to say enough is enough. No, but I know there's others out there that will stay a little longer. You know, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can hit me on email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Okay, today's topic, we're talking about when do you say enough is enough in a relationship. You know, now, you know, earlier, you know, we was talking about, you know, when the relationship runs its course, you know, how do you decide that? How do you know? Is it something that you just have inside of you that says, okay, I've had enough of this, enough is enough? You know, or is it something that hits you all at one time? You know, or let's say, is it the time that you may have invested in a relationship determine how long you're going to stay in that relationship, no matter what? You know, depending on the situation and how long y'all been together, instead of saying enough is enough, will you stay and take the mistreatment or continue to feel bad about being in this relationship? No, that's something we do quite often. You know, quite often. But why? You know, if we're not happy in a relationship, why do we put ourselves through that? Why are we so reluctant to say enough is enough? You know, okay, yes, we may have been mad 15, 20, 30 years. No, but we're no longer happy. Is that something that just comes along with the territory of being in a relationship slash married? You know, is that something that we just sign up for? Even if you've been married 5 years or been in a relationship 5 years, you know, is it really worth the pain that you will eventually start going through? No, and like I said before, I'm not speaking about, you know, the physical pain. You know, because everybody can see physical pain. But what I'm talking about is the emotional turmoil and pain that you go through. You know, by being in a relationship that you no longer want to be in. You know, so, you know, we go back to the original question, when is enough enough? When do you say enough? You know? Is it for the kids? Do you stay for the kids? And, I mean, does that play a huge role in it? You know, the age of the kids. You know, how many kids? You know, and if kids are involved, you know, then becomes the question, you know, how do you say enough is enough? Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can give me a call at area code 347-838-8622, or you can hit me on my email at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, getting back to what I was talking about, you know, if children are involved, you know, does that add a whole different dynamic? No, does that add something, a whole new, let's say, a whole new view on when you're going to say enough is enough? You know, does it make a difference if the kids are younger? To where they may not remember what's going on? Or is it better if they're older kids? You know, where, you know, they may be able to make the decision for themselves. I mean, is that something that is, you know, is played, that goes along with it? With saying enough is enough? What do y'all think out there? Now, I'm sure it adds a different dynamic, for sure. You know, a totally different dynamic. You know, and then if you know, having the kids involved is not something that you really would worry about. Is it, do you stay long enough for your family? I mean, for your finances. You know, you just can't afford to move, to get out of the relationship. Once again, that goes back to, you know, do you stay because you just have too much invested in it? Are you willing to walk out and start all over from scratch? You know, when is enough? Let's say you do finally decide to stay. You finally decided to stay. You know, no matter what, you're going to stay in this relationship. But yet you're not happy. So how do you go about surviving like that? You know? How do you survive like that? And what if, go back to the children for a moment. What if one child, let's say you have multiple children, more than one, and you have come to the conclusion that enough is enough. You're ready to leave. But you have more than one child, and then there's a division between the children as who wants to go with who and who wants to stay. How do you handle that one? Is it one of those things where instead of separating your kids, you just stay? you just stay and deal with it and go through it? You know, are you going to stay and go through it for the sake of the kids? No, I heard that before, that, you know, a lot of people, grown-ups, you know, they stay in the marriage because of the kids. You know, the love is gone between the parents, you know, it's not even, you know, the relationship is not even, it's more convenience right now. You know, that's what it's more about convenience. You know, there's no love, you know, it's just going through the motions for the sake of the kids. No, but how long can you do that? You know, and keep your sanity, you know, without putting extra stress on yourself to put up a front that you know really isn't true. Or would it be best for you just to sit down and talk to the kids? The two of you sit down and talk to the kids and explain what's going on. You know, once again, when do you say enough is enough? You know, and, you know, why does it seem that a woman will stay in a relationship, a bad relationship, longer than a man? You know, is that something that just is entwined in a woman, you know, from childhood, that this is something that they have to do? You know, they have to stay in a relationship. You know, this is 2012. You know, and I would hope that, you know, that's not the mind frame that's still out there. You know, yes, in the 60s and 70s, you know, even the 50s, you know, once you got married, you were married. You know, that was it. You know, and you had to accept everything that was going on. But this is 2012. Is that mind frame still there? For some, you know, or it's just that that's the way it seems from those on the outside looking in. You know, now, don't misunderstand me. I understand that, you know, there are some men that will stay and give their all to a relationship, and then, you know, everything is reversed. But is that done more pride? Is the whole the complete decision to say enough is enough, is that built on pride? But do we sometimes hesitate to do that because of our pride or what other people may think? You know, and not just other people on the outside, your own family members. Do we really give that much credence to what other people think then instead of us being happy? No, and instead of saying enough is enough, we just go with the flow. You know, and what happens, happens. You know, but is that what needs to be done? How do we say enough is enough? You know, when do we say enough is enough? Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me at Twitter at drillingforlife62. Now, you know, today's topic is, when is enough enough? You know, and you know, I don't know if there have been, you know, examples that have been presented that a lot of people take a look at. You know, like, for instance, you know, the wives of prominent people. You know, let's say politicians. You know, now, they're in the news all out about, you know, stuff they've done outside of their marriage. But yet, their wives stand by. you know, their wives stand by them. You know, is that the example that we should be following? You know, is it? Or is it different with them because of more that's involved? You know, and why is that? Maybe they do have more invested in than a normal person. Do you believe that? Would you like to believe that? Or, you know, is it easier just to go and find, you know, instead of saying enough is enough and, you know, just going ahead and getting out of your situation. You know, is it easier to sell? You know, the attention you don't get from somewhere else, or I shouldn't say attention, but if you feel that your relationship has run its course, is it easier to go out and find something else or someone else than, you know, to walk away from what you have and then start over? You know, is that security there that you're looking for? You know, but if that is the case, you know, then wouldn't you be adding more baggage to already turmoil, emotional state? Or does that help you get away from what you have to deal with at home? You know, it helps you with your decision of when to say enough is enough. Because you feel like you can go through it now because you have someone else. You know, is that the case? Once again, I mean, if you want to join in the conversation, you can give me a call at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, and when do you say enough is enough? Is it to a point to emotionally to where you just can't take it? You know, or is it a physical thing as well? Is it a combination of the two? You know, is the thought that you're being drained, you know, affecting you physically? To where you the decision to say enough is enough? You know, those are things that I guess you have to pay attention to. But how long do you put yourself in that position? Or is it easier to say enough is if you're in a long-distance relationship. How does that work? Now, is there less emotion involved? You know, is it easier, you know, to do it that way to where you do not have to face the individual face-to-face? You know, when do we say enough is enough? No, you've given all you can to a relationship, all you can. But the more you give, seems like the more you feel you're missing. You know, you're giving all, you're giving 110%, but you're only getting 20% back. You know, how long do you go through that? How long do you put yourself through that? You know, and as time goes by, the longer you stay in it, you know, does it become harder to say enough is enough? It doesn't just become the norm that you're just used to going through it. You know, now, I'm not advocating that you know, as soon as something goes wrong, you know, you say, well, enough of this. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, why put yourself through stuff that is not only that it is hurting you emotionally, but it's causing you problems physically? Why are you still there? When do you say enough is enough? No, you both know things are right. You know, you may have admitted it to each other. So when is enough enough? You know, you know, there's an emptiness there. You know, or you're in the same room and it's tension, or you care less. When do you say enough is enough? So that goes back to the question. If there's children involved, do you stay for the children? Do you hesitate on saying enough is enough for the kids? Or for the status that, you know, y'all may have achieved. Do you put off saying enough is enough then? You know, those are things we should ask ourselves. You know, no one should stay in a relationship where they're not happy. No, that's just my belief. You know, if you've done everything you can in your relationship to make the other person happy and there's still something missing, then maybe you should really consider saying enough is enough. Now, don't get it wrong now. I do understand, you know, there's no perfect relationship. There is no perfect relationship. So don't even get that idea that that's what I'm saying. You know, because in every relationship, there will be ups and downs. But what I'm saying is, if it's to a point in your relationship to where, you know, you stressed out, you're being verbally abused, physically abused, you know, why are you still there? Why haven't you said enough is enough? No, if this is the case for some of y'all, I want y'all to think about it, you know? Because we all deserve to be happy. Now, whatever form happiness you seek, that's fine, but we all deserve to be happy. So, my question to you is, when are you going to say enough is enough? Well, people, that's the show for today. You know, I sure hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed, you know, talking to you. You know, and thank you for listening today. You know, my name is Eric Jackson, your host, Eric Jackson. And please join me tomorrow when we'll continue our discussion on relationships. When we talk about how do we make them last? How do we make a relationship last? That should be some very fun talk. Okay, once again, have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow here on Let's Talk.